Yeah, that's a big one, especially when you, just to kind of piggyback onto the whole AI component, you know, if we are going to be successful in getting maximum value out of our CRMs, we've got to have good data, and it needs to be unified data. And so I can't remember the article. If I find it, I'll send it to you, Mike, and you can throw it in the show notes. But it was an article that I read that said the average B2B business has 14 different systems or tech, if you will, to manage the customer lifecycle. Can you imagine that? 14 different software tools to manage a customer lifecycle in their business. And so, you know, not only do we have departmental silos like sales and customer success and marketing, sometimes working in silos, sometimes not in the same systems. But on top of that, we've got these different tools that we're using to manage a customer lifecycle. And that's just got to change. And the future of CRM really, and we've never been in a position like we are today to really take advantage of this, but just to improve our data management and to have all of us kind of singing from the same hymn book and having one version of the truth. And it's so important because when you think about it, you know, think about the relationship between sales and marketing for a second. You know, sales wants leads, right? But they don't want to do the work to keep contact records up to date so that marketers can go in and segment the database so that they can run really hyper-targeted segmented campaigns. But then sales will complain because marketing's sending them low-quality leads. Well, a huge part of that is just data hygiene and making sure that we're all working in the same system. And so when we don't have good data management, it just makes it really hard to predict, you know, what customers should we go after? How should we segment them? You know, you end up with emails like you were talking about at the beginning of the podcast, Mike, where they're not very personalized. They try to be personalized, but they're really not that personalized. And so if we want to, you know, one of the biggest challenges I think we have is just getting all the data in the same place and getting it accurate and complete and getting everybody on board with good data hygiene.